For over 20 years, the St. John's Therapy Dog program has helped Alzheimer's patients, special needs students, and has boosted spirits in many Canadian communities. On January 18th, a few members dropped by the College of the North Atlantic to share their dogs with the students. Cheryl Hong, with her dog Teddy, has volunteered for a year now. She says being a social worker has helped her in working with therapy dogs.
My youngest child was going back to school, kindergarten, and I knew I wanted to do something to give back to the community. So this was a perfect combination of my passion for dogs and giving back to the community. In a former life, I was a social worker, so it's always what I wanted to do. So once the kids were all off during the day, it was the perfect fit for me and for the dogs.
Social work does have its similarities to working with therapy dogs. By dealing with people on a day-to-day basis, it was easier for someone like Hong to move into this field.
I think I have some of the base qualities that would attract someone to be a therapy dog handler, and some of the base education certainly and approach would be the same. And bottom line is, it's a very unselfish thing to do, but it's actually extremely selfish for me because I get so much out of it.
The therapy dog program doesn't just work at schools. Hospitals are one of the many places that volunteers go to help those in need. Edna Knight is a long-serving member, having worked with this program for 20 years. Out of all the people that she's worked with, there are a few that she feels the dogs have had a greater impact on.
I find a difference, especially when we go with Alzheimer's patients and things like that, right? Yeah. And we work with special needs kids also, and we see a difference in them really responding.
However, just like any other job, working with therapy dogs does have its requirements.
It's a temperament test. That's how you get certified. So you go to an orientation without your dog a couple days before the test, and you learn all about the program, and then you decide at the orientation if you want to go forward with the testing, if it seems like a good fit for you and the dog. And then a couple days after the orientation, you go to a temperament test where you'll be tested with your dog and go through a series of mock situations and trial situations that would be similar to what you would experience out as a real therapy dog handling team.
With all the requirements being a therapy dog handler has in store, for some, this is only a stepping stone on the road to a great career. For Kicker, this is Steve Tapper.